Good morning. This is State Representative Dave Pinto, and I'm welcoming you to the Early Childhood Finance and Policy Division of the House. I'm calling the meeting to order. I'm the chair of the division, and I want to welcome our members of the public who are watching online as well as members and staff. Just a reminder, we're conducting this hearing pursuant to House Rule 10.01, which allows for remote committee meetings. And just a few additional reminders, we're going to ask members and staff and anyone else who's joining the Zoom committee meeting to keep themselves muted just to preserve the sound quality. To be recognized by the chair, you'll need to hit the raise hand feature in Zoom or press *9 on your phone if you're dialing in. And then finally, that there's a packet of meeting materials that have been sent to members. And for members of the public, you'll be able to find those materials on our committee website. And any questions or concerns can be directed to our committee administrator, Alyssa Fritz. So with all that, I'm going to ask the clerk to please take the roll.
Representative Pinto, chair.
Present.
Representative Katiza Watoon, vice chair.
Present.
Representative Franson.
Present.
Representative Bonner.
Present.
Representative Damuth.
Present.
Representative Heinzman. Representative Morrison?
Present.
Representative Pryor?
Present.
Representative Wasilewicz?
Present.
Representative West?
Here.
Great, so we do have a quorum. Our only item of business, just want to make sure that I'm not missing something here. Our only item of business today is House File 41, which is a bill that we heard, language that we heard informationally last Thursday. And this is my bill, so I'm going to be passing the virtual gavel over to the Vice Chair, Representative Katiza Watoon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair Pinto, would you like to move your bill to begin?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that House File 41 be recommended for re-referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. And just a note for members that a clone bill of this bill is being heard in HHS Finance later today. And so this is why this bill is going to go straight to Ways and Means. So we'll be heard in HHS Finance. It's just because of the extremely short session. The bills will need to move in that path. And so that is my motion, Madam Chair.
Certainly. I also understand you have an amendment to get the bill in the shape that you would like. Would you like to make that amendment?
Thank you. Yes, Madam Chair. I move the amendment that's coded A2. This is a technical amendment that just clarifies the date that the rate changes will take effect and do it that way.
Chair Pinto moves the A2 amendment. Do we have any questions on the motion? And seeing none, without objection, we will take a voice vote on the author's amendment. Everyone, feel free to unmute yourself. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 And any opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. So, Chair Pinto, please go right ahead and present House File 41 as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Today, members, we're once again discussing an issue that is both critical and way past overdue, which is to raise our child care assistance program rates for the first time in nearly 10 years. Just a reminder, I think, in particular, since we've discussed this a number of times in committee, but for members of the public, that the national standard for this program is the 75th percentile of a survey of providers that are taken. So basically to identify what the rates are and to say the 75th percentile. The Trump administration created a requirement relatively recently, last couple of years, to say that there should at least be a minimum level of payment of the 25th percentile of provider rates. So going down that low. And of course, that would be of current rates. Our state is still using rates from 2011 that were set then. And in the 25th percentile, way behind really almost all states, we are one of just a couple that are out of compliance with those Trump administration requirements. Federal funding is available to accomplish this. There's $65 million sitting in our bank accounts waiting to be used for that. And failure to get into compliance is likely to lead to a several million dollar penalty to be paid out from the general fund. So it actually will make us go even farther backwards. House File 1 would address this by increasing our CCAP rates to the 30th percentile of the most recent survey. This would move us a little bit in the direction of meeting that national standard. Again, we've discussed this issue many times, including just last Thursday during the regular session as well. We've also heard extensive testimony from members of the public. I didn't want to have them come in yet again, but just wanted to remind you of the many folks we've heard from on this. You may recall Daniel Gummit from People Serving People addressing this committee a number of times and talking about that the child care providers are often choosing to lose money when they are accepting children who are from low-income families receiving this assistance. The rates are so low that, in fact, he pointed out that these providers, and including organizations such as his, are actually subsidizing what the state is unwilling to invest in the care and education of young children. You recall we heard from a number of providers in family child care and centers and others. We heard from Sergeant Kate Peterson of Pequot Lakes talking about how afraid she was that she wasn't able to continue her own essential worker job when her provider had to shut down. She, of course, is a police officer. And we heard from community leaders and economic development authorities and many others about how absolutely critical this is. And so members, in my view and the view of many of us, it is time to take this step. Again, we've talked about this so many times. I've got their staff from the Department of Human Services available to answer questions about the proposal they presented last Thursday. Rather than having another presentation now, I thought it would make sense simply to go to member questions and have myself and the staff available for them as well. So, Madam Chair, that's the presentation.
I apologize, I was muted. Thank you.
Madam Chair, we may be losing you here.
Do we have any questions for Chair Pinto or any of the staff who may be available to answer questions at this time? I apologize. Can you hear me?
Better now, Madam Chair.
It looks like I'm stable on my end. Can you guys hear me? Sorry about that. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Chair or any of the staff members who are on hand to answer questions? Just double check here. Want to miss anybody? Oh, I apologize. Just look like Representative Heintzman has joined us as well, just for the record. So, seeing no questions, Chair Pinto, do you have any closing comments for us today?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members. I know we're real familiar with this. So I suspect that's in part of the reason for the lack of questions. When I presented this, I tend to focus a lot, I did in my opening, on the numbers, and they're really important. It seems just insane to me that we would not apply $65 million to this and that we would risk a federal penalty, et cetera. But of course, the really important thing is the impact on the lives of kids and of families. And of the communities that they live in. It is, to my mind, it's just shameful that we would have, that we would not be doing all that we can to take advantage of these federal funds and to make sure that we are providing the care that low-income families really need and to make sure that parents can work, that employers can hire, that communities can grow, and of course, that kids can grow and have successful lives. And this is a really important step to do that. And so I would appreciate your support for the motion of the bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, members, we will now move on to the final vote on the bill. And Chair Pinto renews his motion that House 41, as amended, be recommended to be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Do we have any questions on? Still seeing none, the clerk will take the roll on the bill.
Representative Pinto, Chair.
Aye.
Representative Katiza Watoon, Vice Chair.
Aye.
Representative Franson.
Yep, sorry.
Representative Franson votes aye.
On the bill?
Yes.
No, votes no.
Representative Bonner?
Aye.
Representative Damuth?
No.
Representative Heintzman?
No, and for the record, I understand why Representative Franson was frustrated, couldn't hear. Almost nothing the chair said is coming through.
I apologize, I am having internet challenges.
Representative Morrison?
Aye.
Representative Pryor?
Aye.
Representative Wasilek?
Aye.
Representative West?
No.
There are six ayes and four nays.
Madam Chair, do we have you? We may have. I wonder if.
Can you hear me?
We can now. We can now, Madam Chair. I think.
I am trying to dial in on my phone.
You have not entered any numbers. Please re-enter your meeting ID.
I wonder.
Are you able to hear me?
Hello,
everyone.
The meeting password.
Okay. Okay.
I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Now, can everyone hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, I apologize for the internet situation here. So there being six ayes and four nays, the motion prevails, and House File 41, as amended, is recommended to be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. And with that, barring any other technical issues, I return the gavel to Chair Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And speaking of technical issues, I want you before the meeting would end, just to confirm, because I shared Representative Heintzman's frustration not being able to hear the chair. And of course, it's challenging with technology. I want to make sure, do any members have concerns or questions about the vote or about the procedure, recognizing our frustration with that? But I want to make sure, in case there are any, that we would address them right now while we're all gathered together. And again, my apologies for the situation with the technology. Any irregularities with that? Okay. Okay. Well, with that, I thank members for your work. We do not have another meeting currently scheduled and planned, but of course, as special session progresses, there may well be opportunity or may well be a need for that. We'll certainly let you know right away. Thank you for the discussion today and the chance that we don't meet again this session. I want to thank you very much to all for your work. And let's keep in touch and keep on doing all we can for the youngest Minnesotans. Thanks so much. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.